Tanya for the ninth day of Av, Menachem Av, is Igeres HaKedesh Dalad, Simon Dalad, the fourth letter. It's on Daf Kuf Hey, Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 402. Simon Dalad also deals with the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is a continuation of the theme of Simon Gimel. Ein Yisrael Nigolim Ela B'Tzedakah. Jews will be redeemed only through tzedakah. Shenemar, as it says, V'Shaveha B'Tzedakah, that the captives, the Jewish captives, will be returned through tzedakah. Ksiv Tzedek L'Fanov Yahalich. It says tzedakah goes before him. So really it should say Yelech, not Yahalich. Yalech means he will cause it to go. So it should say Yelech, Acho Inyan, so we'll understand all of this, Apima Shekosuv, based on what it says, Lecho Amar Libi, Bakshu Ponai, my heart says to you, seek my face. Pirush, so here the Alter Rebbe explains that it doesn't mean to seek the inwardness, the face of God, but it means Bakshu Pnimis Halev, seek the inwardness of the heart. Ki hinei b'lahavas yisedo esho likisha b'lev, because in the flame of fire of love, that is in the godly soul, in the heart, the godly flame which is in the heart, which is the yisedo esho likisha b'lev, yesh beis b'chines. There are two parts, b'chines chatzenis and b'chines pnimis. There's the external part and the internal part. Chetzeni is halev, he is lahavus, ha mislaheves, mebechinas habina vahadas, begdul hasein sev baruch. The external part of the heart, in other words, the external emotion, comes from the bina and the das in the greatness of God. Les bein and begdul hasein lahelid mehat mitvunazu, ahava azokirish peish. By contemplating God's greatness, we give birth from that contemplation, from that understanding, we give birth to a love of God that is flaming like a fire. That's the external part of the heart. That's the emotion as it is felt and experienced in the heart. Pnimius halev, what is the inner heart? Hi hanikud shebipnimius halev. It is the core of the heart, the umka deliba, and the depths of the heart, because it comes from a level that is much higher than das and bina. It is not that godliness which one can contemplate, which one can marvel at the greatness of God, and from that understanding and from that recognition of that greatness give birth to an emotion. Instead, it comes from a higher place. As it says, I call God from the depths of the heart. As we find in worldly things, there are times when we come across something that is so urgent and so necessary, that the entire life of the person depends on it. And that's why it touches him, not only in the heart, but into the core and inner being of the inner part of the heart, the ad bechlal, including also the inner inwardness of the heart, the geirim lelepa omim lasis maisim uladab bedvarim shalei bedas klal. And this causes him to do things and to say things that are without any intelligence at all. So we see that there is a feeling in the heart, in the depths of the heart, that transcend knowledge, that exists independent of bina and das. The Rebbe points out that the closing of the parenthesis here is a printing mistake, and it should be moved down to the end of today's shir. V'zelu mazeh, so the same is true also in the service of the heart. Kochu mamish b'avedi shebelev, it is exactly true also of how we serve God. V'haynu fi shebechinas nekudas pnimis halev, Hila Mailam Abhinas Hadas Hamispashit Umislabish Benidis Shenail Dumichabat Kaneda. Because the core of the inner part of the heart is much higher than the Das that spreads its influence and is clothed in the emotions that are born from Seichel, as is known from the earlier part of Tanya, that Midas are born from Seichel. Raki b'chinas ha'oras chochmo elyeno, it is instead a revelation or a ray of chochmo sholemayla mehabina v'hadas, which is higher than bina and das. Chochmo is ubo melubesh v'gonos eira shem mamush, and in chochmo there is the presence of the literal presence of God. K'meshikosuv Hashem b'chochmo. And that is the divine spark, the part of God that is in every Jewish neshama. Ayem Yem for Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av. The Rebbe writes, Amur Hoyo Leimed, my father used to learn every year on Tisha B'Av the Medrash on Echa, Echa Rabba. The sugyas read the parshas on the zikin, and the portion in the Gemara in the zikin that talks about the destruction of the temple. In the morning after kinnus, which he would say all of, he would say the entire kinnus. After the kinnus, he would also say echa, and then he would be called up to Torah for maftir, and at times, certain years, he would be called up both for Shacharis and for Mincha.